sound of Magic City's Washington Beach Party means that it's once again time for Pat Radio on WCRS 102.1 98.3 LPFM, Columbus, Ohio. We do local and regional rock and pop music every Wednesday night at this time. And we're going to be hearing from some folks, not only from Columbus, but also Detroit, Cleveland, and Cincinnati this time around. We also have special guests from the Black Canary. We'll be talking to them soon. First, we're going to hear some music from a band from Cincinnati called The Lions Rampant. And, they're going to be playing with the High Sprung at Carabar this Thursday night. So we'll check that out here in just a second. Oh, let's go, an EP called Play Rock and Roll, that is The Lions Rampant. They, as I said at the top of the show, are from Cincinnati, Ohio, and they're playing tomorrow night at Karabar, along with a band from Detroit, Michigan, called The High Strung. We're going to hear a song from them right now called Maybe You're Coming Down With. After we hear this, we're going to go right into the segment with David and Melissa from The Black Canary. So stay tuned to Pat Radio on WCRO. Pat Radio has a special guest in the studio this evening. I'm with David and Melissa of The Black Canary. Why don't you guys say hello?
Hello.
And I was just sitting here talking to them while we listened to some music and was just getting the history of the band. David, why don't you go ahead and fill us in on the career arc of The Black Canary.
Okay. Well, the band was sort of started in a rundown mansion on Franklin Park.
6606.
From 666 was the date of the origination of the official lineup of the band.
First show.
We did our first show Friday the 13th.
That October.
October 6. We've been playing ever since.
It just described the sound as dark pop, psychedelic. It's certainly a 60s kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, it's kind of like dark, dark pop music. I know a lot of people tend to think it's like post shoegaze, I guess you could say. A little, it's got a lot of vibe and atmosphere to it. And we kind of try to take that 60s thing and try to like modernize it and kind of put it in a different format. And I think that's why it tends to be a little more original than some of the derivative 60s throwback bands. So,
and what did the CMJ magazine say it sounded like? I forget.
Yes. Well, the CMJ said that I guess our music would be the perfect, what is it?
Soundtrack
to an Andy Warhol film.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was cool.
I think that was nice. So. Hmm.
There is a single release party for this 7-inch next Friday. Did I get it right? March 7th at the Rivari Room.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But right now, let's go ahead and listen to Vampire. Vampire by Black Canary. You can pick up that single at their single release show this Friday, March 7th, at the Rivari Room. Playing with them is Afternoon Naps from Cleveland and Flotation Walls. All right, so we were just talking. This is the first, I guess, the first official release from the Black Canary. And you say you have a CD following in June?
Yeah.
Okay, are these two songs going to be on the CD as well?
No, just a different version of Vampire is going to be on there. But Sing is just sort of just a cover we did, and we just kind of wanted to put it on the B-side. So.
Okay, it's a cover.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the original. Can you fill me in?
Yeah, the original, it's by a band from England called Blur, and it's from their first album that came out in 91. It was also on the Trainspotting soundtrack.
Okay, let's go ahead and hear Sing, then we'll talk a little bit more right after this.
Thank you.
the B-side of the 7-inch single. The song's called Sing. The band is called Black Canaries. And I'm with one half of Black Canary here today. David and Melissa are here on Pat Radio on WCRS. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the single, where you guys recorded it, all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we've been recording the whole album down in Dayton, actually, at a huge studio called Rephrase. It's sort of like the size of like a gymnasium. It's actually where the Breeders recorded Last Splash, which is kind of nice. But because I'm originally from Dayton, so I've kind of always had a fondness for that place. So we've been recording there, and Vampire and Sing were both recorded there, as well as the rest of the album. So.
Okay, can we expect more of the same on the album as far as these kind of swirling, dark, psychedelic, post-shoegaze songs?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of... it's going to be... I think there's only going to be 10 songs on the album. And I think each of the songs is going to be a little varied, but there's definitely going to be an element of darkness to it. And the album's going to be called Betrayal of Hearts. So the whole album is about, you know, being betrayed and stabbed in the back and lost love. So depressing things like that. So
So the kids will love it, right?
Kids will love it. So,
okay, we got a demo called Red Effusion. Is this a song that's going to eventually appear on the CD?
Yeah, it's definitely, that's kind of a demo we've had for a while. That's one of the songs that's going to be on the album.
Fusion, a demo version of that song, which will appear on a soon to be as in June. I know June can't come soon enough for some of us here weather-wise. CD by the Black Canary. And I am with one half of the Black Canary today, Melissa and David. And we've got a show to hype. It's happening this Friday night, March 7th, at the Rivari Room. And it's going to be the Black Canary and a band called Afternoon Naps from Cleveland and local favorites Flotation Walls. About the Afternoon Naps, we're going to hear a song called Orange Paw off of their CD called Sunbeam. You guys are doing another show with them this weekend.
Yeah, we're actually, they're going to be also playing our Cleveland release show, which is the following night on the 8th.
Okay, and they're playing at a place called Bella Dubby.
Yeah.
Which is in Lakewood, Ohio, I believe.
Yes.
And that would be Saturday, March 8th. So if I have any listeners up there in Cleveland, take yourself over to Bella Dubby and check that out. All right, let's go ahead and hear this Orange Paw song. Encourage you all to come out to the show this Friday night. Melissa, David, thank you guys for doing the Pat Radio thing.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
One thing we failed to mention during the interview is if you cannot make the single release show, you can pick up the Black Canary single at Magnolia's, Used Kids, and Lost Weekend Records, as well as their MySpace page. There's an order form for it there. And the Black Canary's MySpace is linked to my blog at patradio.org.
stitches, translucent head shakes, they faded and stiffened, tossed to touch, to single digit loneliness, and chinless patrons of empty parking lots, they fill the pages of unwritten books, crammed in the libraries of their heads.
band that hails from Cleveland called The Dreadful Yawns. From a 2003 release of theirs called Early, we heard a song called Your Little Cloud. The Dreadful Yawns have since reformed. Their lineup, I guess, is completely different now, and they have a soon-to-be-released record on Exit Stencil Records entitled Take Shape. And you can catch The Dreadful Yawns this Saturday at Scully's, along with a couple other bands that we heard in that set. The Spanish Prisoners are also on that bill. We heard a song from them called How the Fallen Fell. Also playing with them that night, Church of the Red Museum, we heard A Flesh Never Felt So Bad from their self-titled LP. Before Church of the Red Museum, Flotation Walls did Worms, and Afternoon Naps, Orange Paw. I recently got to see Elisa Nicholas perform at the Lost Weekend Records Hootenanny a couple weekends ago, and we're going to hear something from her Compass and Pen release here in just a second. Elisa will be at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas on March 12th, and the 13th. On the 13th, she'll be playing with the Mariannes. What we're going to hear right now is a song called Who's Gonna Love You?
Love.
Alisa Nicholas wrapping up Pat Radio this week with a song called Who's Going to Love You. Coming up next week, I hope to have some words with James of the band The Blastronauts. The Blastronauts have an EP coming out soon called Interstellar Groove Machine, and they are also doing a two-day music fest next week, March 12th and 13th, called The Outer Sounds. That'll be taking place at the Rumba Cafe and at the Scarlet and Gray Cafe. So tune in for that next week. If you want to find out what I played, you can see a playlist at patradio.org, and you can also download this program if you want to hear it again. Comments and questions can be directed to me at patradio@gmail.com.